The Lord be with you. I could have said Happy New Year. Let's make it a little more festive here this morning. It is a Happy New Year. This is the beginning of the church year. We call this season Advent. You know, when you have a new year, doesn't it give you like fresh energy and focus for what's coming ahead? That's what happens when we turn the calendar into the month of January. So also here at Peace, as we start the new year, the new church year, we're praying for and we're focusing on that gift that is coming to us on Christmas, which is Jesus. Another way to call Jesus, another term that we're going to hear in our service today, is that Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. This is the gift that's coming on Christmas. No matter where you are today, if you're feeling really excited, or if you're feeling like just loaded down with turkey and stuffing and potatoes from Thursday, no matter where you are, God is with us. And that's his promise to comfort us and to give us confidence as we live in these days. There are some announcements to share with you before we begin our service. That is, we have some important initiatives for the community, ways in which we can help our brothers and sisters in need, serve our neighbor, as we talked about in our Bible study this morning. One is by participating in the Vine of Moses tree. We received 60 tags from Vine of Moses this year, which is more than we ever have received in the past. So that's like a big challenge for us to fulfill all those tags. Those tags are out on the window panes on the side of the front doors. We're down to about, I'd say, like 30-ish tags, so we're about halfway there. Consider grabbing one of those and just following the directions on the tag. Go ahead and bring your gift back unwrapped and place it on the pew that's in the narthex out here, and we'll make sure that it gets to Vine of Moses. Also, we have the opportunity to partner with Philomath Community Services and Holiday Cheer. Pay attention to the newsletters that are going to be coming out this week with direction on how to do that, where those hygiene kits, what are in those hygiene kits, and where you can place them. The easiest way to do that is to purchase hygiene items and bring them and place them in the bin that's labeled Philomath Community Services right out here in the narthex. I did also want to share with you that we do have some extra Advent packages that you can certainly share with a neighbor or with children or with someone that doesn't recognize Advent. It may be a way just to start a conversation about what your church is doing. We've probably got about 15 or so extra packages in the church office. Come and talk to me after church. I'd love to connect you with one or two and make sure that you can share that with someone that you're thinking about heading into Advent. Also, this Friday, we should have the Christmas tree up. That's a project that Dan and I are going to work on this week. If you'd like to come and decorate the Christmas tree this Friday, please come at 6 p.m. It should take about an hour and a half or so to put on those lights and the decorations that we have. That's Friday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. And the other note to share with you is that we are offering midweek Advent worship opportunities. Those are going to be on December 1st, December 8th, December 15th. The order for worship is Holden Evening Prayer. It's a kind of a sung liturgy, very much a sung liturgy between pastor and congregation. Another opportunity to kind of lead up to this great gift that's coming to us, God Emmanuel. Those services on those Wednesdays are not going to be live streamed. So if you want to participate, you're going to have to come in person at 7 p.m.